All right, guys.
Ready.
One, two, three.
There were smiles all around the Caro Library Saturday, June 30th for the grand opening at 10 a.m. broadcast live on WGXC 90.7 FM. We found one person at least who had been at the first Caro Library grand opening in 1963 and was also in attendance at the third Caro Library opening on Saturday.
My name is Albert Gasparini, and you were at the first Caro Grand Library Grand Opening in 1963?
That's correct. I did it through then Caro Central School. My fifth grade teacher was very instrumental in trying to get a library open up. Her name was Miss Rulin, and she made it really exciting and brought some donated items with other students from the school, and we walked down Main Street to it, and when I finally got there, I realized how important a library is in a community.
As we talked to folks at the grand opening of the Caro Library on Saturday, one theme emerged over and over again, how important libraries are to communities. First, there was Representative Chris Gibson.
It's a very significant moment in the life of a town, of a village, when you can bring together assets from across the federal, state, county, local level, and then produce a wonderful library such as this that's going to be a meeting place, a place to expand the mind, to acquire knowledge.
Also, State Assemblyman Pete Lopez.
We spend hours and hours helping communities try to move projects forward. And often the projects, they run out of steam or something happens that keeps a project from coming to its full conclusion. And here we are with a building that fits in with the rural community. It's really the center of the community, and our libraries are such wonderful places.
And Greene County Legislator Bill Lawrence.
Yeah, one of the selling points was the fact that the town hall and agencies of the town hall were spread all over the town. The town park, across the road here. Now we're going to be able to unify them all into one building. It's going to be a campus. I think the library, the town hall, will be the place to go if you need services.
Then architect Paul Mays explained how the building is energy efficient.
One of the premier items is the fact that there's a geothermal well system which heats and cools the building. So it uses the natural temperature of the earth to run a fluid through and then provide all the air conditioning and all the heating for the building. So there's not a fuel oil tank nor a gas line that comes to this building.
So this, we're feeling a chill of like 73 degree air conditioning and it's 90 and blazing outside.
Correct.
It feels really good in here. And you're saying that doesn't...
They use an electrical system to run the pumps and so forth for it, but other than that, they're not paying for the fuel and so forth. They're not running air conditioners per se. So
and the
very
same with
efficient
the heat in the winter.
Exactly. It's the exact same system. So over a period of time, there's a higher upfront cost for the well system that goes under the ground, but it pays itself back in a period of years.
Caro Library trustee Jill Snyder explained how difficult the whole process was getting the library on the ground.
It was hard because when we started the process, the economy was rolling and, you know, there was more in the area. And then by the time the funding fell into place, we were already starting on an economic downturn. So it was hard to pitch to the community that we were going to have a beautiful new library in this economy. But I think now that it's here, we're under budget. The building is gorgeous and we're just excited to share it with the community.